Hi, I'm Doris Chen. I'm a developer evangelist at Microsoft, and I'm focused on web technology. With me is Jason Marsh. Oh, he is multi-talented. He is a virtual reality information architect and programmer and a music composer. It's great to have Jason here.
Thank you, Doris.
I heard you have a project called Read.Flow, and it's a very cool musical visualizer using Dolby Sound, and it's not in a theater setting, but in a modern browser, Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Edge is the default browser for Windows 10. Now, Jason, I could not wait to see this demo.
First, let me just show you the project so you can listen to it and hear it, and then I'll tell you more about it in a moment. So right. If you'll put on the headphones.
Okay.
Let me describe the demo for you for a moment. So what I've done is I've taken 16 clips, each of which have a 5.1 audio surround sound mix inside of them. And I've spread them out across 8 tracks using this sequencer. The sequencer is a little different than some of the other music sequencers out there because each track is going to play until it stops. So they're not loops. So each track has its own shape. One of the reasons for that is if you give a bunch of loops to an end user, very often you'll see them turn them all on at once and whatever they experience has no musical shape. This way each track starts and it stops, and that gives it a very nice shape, and then they can restart it again. So within that musical sequencer then, I've got rhythmic tracks and bass tracks and other filler tracks, and some of those tracks are synthesized, and some of them I hired some wonderful vocalists to give me a real nice warm human feel on top of the synthesized work. So in order to experience this, you will need to use Microsoft Edge on Windows 10 and plug in some headphones, because the headphones are going to give you that spatialized audio experience. In addition, you can actually plug your HDMI out into your surround sound system at home, and it will do the same thing. It will give you the 5.1 experience in your full surround system.
Wow, this is really a cool demo. So Jason, tell me about what technology have you used in this project.
So the project was initially conceived by Dolby to where they basically wanted to show off their spatial audio using Dolby Digital Plus, which is taking the 5.1 surround sound that we're familiar with in our home theaters and bringing it into the computer and onto the browser, specifically, in this case, Microsoft Edge, which is the only browser this is fully working with right now. Mm-hmm. So there's the web audio context, which is built into all modern browsers, including our phones, and that enables you to do real-time mixing of audio and playback of multiple tracks. And then I'm using WebGL to do my visuals, which is I'm using some textures and 3D objects flying around the 3D space around the user. And each one of those audio tracks that I create is matched up to one of the visuals, so you can get another sense of how it all works. And the effect is being surrounded by abstract objects and sound in a way that's a little different than I've seen in other projects out there. And it really all sings because of the Dolby audio and the way it all works directly in the browser without having to, as a developer, I didn't have to do anything special. I'll talk to you a little bit more about that in a moment.
Sure. So that's awesome, you know. So could you tell me why you choose Microsoft Edge?
It was actually part of the project itself, which is in order to show off the Dolby Digital Plus, the Microsoft Edge browser was the target browser. That was what it needed, what it works with, and what it does is going to work with for a little while. Dolby will gradually be adding other browsers to that, but right now Edge is the ticket.
Cool. Plus, Edge supports all the HTML5 web standard, like WebGL, web audio context, all those things, right? So make it a little easier to do.
Well, one of the nice things about Edge in this case is it just worked. I didn't have to do anything special or anything different for Edge than the other browser. And no other browser. It just fit right into my development workflow.
Work like a charm. Cool. Awesome.
Let me just also mention that a lot of this is going to be, can be found on my blog, where I took the time to describe exactly how I built the project, how I did the sound production, how I programmed the audio, and how I programmed the visuals.
So, Jason, actually the Dolby Audio is a big part of this project. Tell me how much work you put into to encode their audio into Dolby Audio.
It's pretty straightforward. Of course, the first step is you need 5.1 audio to begin with. So on my blog, I described the process I went through to do that. And after hiring the musicians, I built the song in Ableton Live, which gave me stereo mixes, which I then pulled into Adobe Audition CC 2015 in order to do the spatialization to mix it into the 5.1. And from there, I ended up with the EC3 files coming out of Adobe Audition, and I could upload them to dolby.developer.com, and that was the that wrapped those EC3 files into MP4 files, which are then used in the browser.
Mm-hmm. Well. So, Jason, I heard you used the WebGL, Web Audio API, in the project. Can you actually tell us more about that?
Yes. So, the visuals were done with WebGL, and the best way to get a sense of what I did there, again, is to go to my blog. There's a full entry on the WebGL visuals, and this actually describes exactly how I created these abstract shapes and spun them around and how I did the textures that you see. Also on my blog, in a separate entry, is the discussion of the Web Audio API. And the most important thing for you to get to understand there is two pieces. One is how to make sure that you can, that this browser can play the Dolby Digital Plus codec, and of course with Edge that will come back true. And then also to tell the audio context or the Web Audio API to use 6 channels when it's doing the mix. The code is up on my blog, and you can get some more details there to do it on your own.
Sure. Sounds great. Okay, so I love the project. It's really cool. So any future plan?
Well, actually, because this is all built with standard web tech, and I'm actually working a lot in virtual reality, especially web VR, we call it, I've taken the project and dropped it onto headsets and have it working in various hardware, including the Gear VR and HTC Vive. Mm-hmm. So that's very fun. And to actually step inside of these abstract shapes seems to be very exciting to the audience, to the users. And in addition, there's a whole range of extensions I can do to allow other people to upload their music, maybe have other people alter the visuals, and so kind of have consumers who are just going to listen and enjoy and experience, and then maybe more like DJs who are going to remix for them, and maybe other musicians who are going to upload. So you end up with kind of a whole ecosystem of a new way of experiencing music, and that might be a fun way to take this in the future.
Sounds fun. Okay, so I know we're very excited to see the demo, to experience all the nice sound ourselves. Do you know if we could actually access online to see that?
Yes. The project is live at dolby.flow.gl. And you can, so just go there and it will walk you through it. Let me tell you about the other sites that I used to help develop this project. So developer.dolby.com mm-hmm. was very helpful, and that's where you're going to find your ability to do the encoding. Mm-hmm. And Doris, do you want to mention something about the developer site for Microsoft Edge?
Yes. The people interested to see the development site for the Edge, it's under dev.microsoftedge.com. And once you go to site, you will see it on the screen. You could actually go to the tools. Now, the reason I mentioned that is because if you have Windows 10, this is your default browser. You could see it, you could run, see the demo. But what if you run a Mac or Linux? Then what you could do is go to the virtual machine, there's a tool, and then you will be able to get in all the free virtual machine and then running Edge, and you could enjoy it on your Mac and Linux. Well, this is excellent and a great demo, a lot of information. And thanks so much, Jason. And hopefully we could actually do another video together in the future.
Thank you, Doris. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.